in with the latest from the Colorado Ag News Network. This is Brian Ulmer of Barn Media. The Colorado Corn Administrative Committee invests one penny per bushel of Colorado's corn towards research, market development, education, and outreach to better the industry for Colorado's corn producers and ultimately protect the future of agriculture. Learn more at coloradocorn.com. Trade promotion is a key part of the Farm Bill that the House and Senate passed by overwhelming margins this week, even as there are signs U.S. trade tensions with China may be thawing. Lawmakers were taking no chances though on farm trade, even as rumors swirled that Chinese state-owned buyers have purchased 30 or more cargoes of U.S. soybeans in a possible thaw in trade relations with the United States. House Ag Committee Chair Michael Conaway stressed the importance of promoting U.S. farm exports and agriculture's suspicion of China shortly before the Farm Bill won final passage.
China recently oversubsidized just three crops by more than $100 billion in a single year. Put in perspective, China spent more on excess illegal subsidies in a year than the entire U.S. safety net covering all commodities will cost in roughly two farm bills.
A key reason that lawmakers fully funded, at producers' request, trade promotion programs.
This includes fully funding the Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program. We also succeeded in maintaining the vital link between America's farmers and ranchers and U.S. food aid by preserving the in-kind food assistance to our neighbors in need from around the world.
Now, the American Soybean Association's director, Rob Schaefer from Illinois, had this on the reports of renewed China purchases of U.S. soybeans.
It's a good first step. We need all we can get here in the Midwest and across the country for soybean farmers, and a good first step. And we'd love to see Secretary Perdue continue with the MFP funding of the second round.
Trade talks continue with China, and President Trump recently brokered a ceasefire in the tariff war with Beijing, a brewing spat over the arrest in Canada and possible extradition to the United States of a Chinese tech executive for alleged Iran sanction violations. And that could hurt progress, though. China so far has kept the arrest and trade issues separate, with the rumored soybean purchases and possible cut in auto tariffs as positive signs. Today's report is also brought to you by your Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, serving family farming and ranching since 1907. Learn more online and become a member at www.rmfu.org.
Okay, people, this is it. The flavor starts now with pork. Now we're talking Dijon and herb-crusted pork chops, apple cider ham with molasses glaze, and savory pork puttanesca. Wait, now I'm hungry. So start the flavor now at pork.org/cooking. With all the can't-wait-to-make recipes you want now.
Brought to you by your Colorado Pork Producers Council. Learn more online at copork.org. For more Colorado Ag News, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.